SaaS Backwards is sponsored by Austin Lawrence Group, specializing in demand gen for SaaS. It sure is noisy. I deleted 100 emails from vendors just this morning. Your buyer has gotten better at ignoring you, and you're going to need a big idea if you want to cut through all that clutter. Austin Lawrence is just the right agency to help you find it. So if your campaigns are falling on deaf eyeballs, let's talk. Visit austinlawrence.com today, and let's build something bigger.
Welcome to the SaaS Backwards Podcast, where we reverse engineer the success of fast-growing SaaS firms and explore strategies CMOs and CEOs are using to drive their businesses forward.
Welcome to SaaS Backwards, a podcast that helps SaaS CEOs and CMOs to accelerate growth and enhance profitability. Our guest today is Swapnil Shinde. He's the CEO and are you founder?
Yes.
Of Zany, a firm that outsources accounting and CFO services. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Great. Thanks for having me all.
And Swapnil, before we go into the podcast itself, could you tell us a little bit about your background, what led you to found the company, and about the company itself?
Awesome. Sure. So I'm Swapnil, and Zany is my third startup. Before Zany, I started two other companies. First one was Dhingana, which was like Spotify for Indian music. We grew it to almost 10 million listeners from 100 countries around the world, and it was acquired by RDO in 2014. Then we started our second company, Mezi, and all three companies were started by me and my identical twin brother, Snehal. And at Mezi, we built an AI-powered travel-as-a-service platform, which offered a travel assistant to every business traveler. So imagine a travel assistant sitting in your pocket with whom you can chat and he will plan and book your entire travel over a simple messaging interface. That was acquired by American Express in 2018. And now we are working on Zany, which uses AI to automate accounting and bookkeeping. It's a full-blown finance operation platform that can end up running your finance department for you. So what we do is we offer a dedicated finance team to all our customers. And with that, we offer them an AI-powered platform that can automate their accounting and bookkeeping. And we touch your books daily, and we give you real-time insights through our dashboard.
So I think we should dig in right away on this. It's a really interesting proposition. Most of these companies have some way of doing their bookkeeping before they meet you,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So what is the real value proposition, and how is it different than, like, you know, our part-time bookkeeper, CFO? How does that really differ? What's the value out there?
So there are two or three big differences, and 70 or 80% of our customers come to us when they are using, say, a part-time bookkeeper or an outsourced finance firm. And those differences are, like, in the traditional world, your accountants or bookkeepers will start working on your books after the month ends. Once the month ends, they will basically categorize all the transactions and then 2 to 3 weeks later send you an Excel sheet with P&L balance and cash flow statement. So you don't have any real-time insights into your finances. It takes a long time. Excel sheets are flying back and forth over email. It's highly fragmented and becomes slow. So what Zany does is we actually use AI to automate your accounting and bookkeeping. So our AI will automatically categorize your transactions as we look at them. And then we will figure out which class, which department it belongs to. And then our finance team will oversee everything that our AI does. And through this combination, we actually end up working on your books every single day as your company is operating. And if you use Zany, you will also get real-time insights into your finances through the dashboard. So you don't really need to wait till the month ends to figure out where you stand. You won't be looking at Excel sheets because you will have nice, beautiful dashboards where we will use AI to give you real-world insights. So your ability to talk to your controller reduces because a lot of insights are pushed to you instead of you figuring out by talking to a controller. So I think the overall experience makes your accounting and bookkeeping at least 10x faster. And the cost also reduces because we don't charge you by the hour. Typically, accountants and bookkeepers charge you by the hour, which incentivizes them to make it more manual, keep it more manual. So we are like a SaaS product. You will pay us a flat monthly fee every single month, and we will automate and run your entire finance department for you.
That's interesting and kind of amazing. So who's the ideal client for this kind of service? You know, where are they in their, you know, startup funding scale up? Like,
yeah. So our typical customers can be seed stage startups from seed stage to Series C. We have startups who are as early as YC companies with 2-3 founders pre-product. to startups who are doing tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Our biggest customer is doing probably close to $100 million in revenue. So Zenny can scale beautifully as you scale your company.
And how does the dashboard benefit, like the end product?
Yeah.
So I think I want to distill out, like, what are the benefits of engaging with you? So you've mentioned the dashboard and time to close.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, from a CEO standpoint, like, what's the benefit of having this real-time or daily updated dashboard, and what would he or she want to get out of that?
Absolutely. So as a CEO, you don't really care about how your accounting and bookkeeping is done. You don't really care about when your month is actually closed. What you care about are the insights that you are able to drive once your month is closed. So as a CEO, it's very important for you to know what is your burn rate, what is your runway, when will you be out of cash. So we are able to automatically calculate that and show it to you on the dashboard every single day. And we can also allow you to configure the runway in several different months. Do you want us to look at the last month, last 3 months, last 2 months to figure out how much your runway is moving forward? So that's just one part of our dashboard. We also have operating expenses insights dashboard where for the first time you can see in real time where you're spending money and how you're spending money. So instead of being reactive, at the end of the month, you figure out that, okay, I spent so many $1,000 on marketing. You can actually be proactive and look at it every single day so that your burn doesn't go out of control. And in today's world where cash is extremely hard to get by, I think staying on top of your finances is extremely important, and Zenny really facilitates that. And because you have all these insights, you can actually start making faster, smarter decisions as well because you're looking at it on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, and my experience of finance is almost always reactive.
Yeah.
So this is allowing you to have a little bit of a forward look into where you're actually driving your organization.
Yes. And you will know where you stand today instead of waiting for the month to be over and looking at it 2 weeks out.
So I want to ask you a little bit about your experience in selling into SaaS companies and others that you might be selling to. Are you finding that the buying behavior of your prospects is changing? I mean, are people focused on different things than they might have been, you know, only 6 or 12 months ago?
Yeah, so I think the last two quarters are much better than the first two quarters of the year. So the market had really impacted a lot of startups, but a lot of that is recovering now, and we see that pretty clearly. One thing customers like or love about Zenny is the fact that once they start using Zenny, they can really focus on building their product and the operations team while we take care of the finances, because doing accounting and bookkeeping right is not really strategic to your company. Someone needs to just do it for you, and you should be focused on the more strategic part of finance.
Is this one of your folks?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Yoshi.
Hey. Yeah, thank you. That's fun. Real time in the podcast, getting some good artwork for LinkedIn or other social promos. That's awesome. And so what are you using as your go-to-market? What does your go-to-market strategy look like? I mean, you're here at Ascend in New York, trying to meet some of your prospects and maybe even seeing clients. But what does your go-to-market strategy look like?
So I would say at a high level, we do both outbound and inbound as well. And probably there is a 50-50 split between the two. And we, I think, are investing in several channels. Content marketing is one big one for us. Event marketing, just like the conference that we are in, is pretty impressive for us, right? And it's growing. Then we do a lot of outbound sales. I think these three or four are probably our best bet right now.
And when you say inbound, is that purely search traffic converting on your assets, or are you trying to drive folks to those assets by advertising or other means?
So paid advertising is definitely a good channel to explore, but I think we are pretty early in that. We don't really invest too much on paid marketing. So when I say inbound, it's majorly all organic growth. So it's basically optimizing your content for SEO is pretty big. And then which keywords to target, why to target, creating clusters of content that can really own those keywords is very important. So I think we have done a pretty good job, and thanks to our marketing team, they have done a fabulous job at driving the organic growth for us.
And how is content? Do you have sellers doing outbound calling and stuff like that?
Yes, we do have a sales team. And we have a sales team that includes several BDRs who are focused on outbound. And that outbound can be through calls, emails, LinkedIn. We have 10 or 12 different touch points. So I think that is pretty effective.
Yeah, you know, I'm really focused in our work on, like, what are the triggers that make someone, you know, how can I know from the outside in that they might be a prospect for our services? What is it that you guys look for? Like, what's a trigger for you?
Yeah, I think it's very important for everyone to define who their ICP is, like an ideal customer profile. And once you have that profile right, you can start fine-tuning your outbound to filtering for those particular profiles and only going after them and ignoring everyone else, because the sharper the knife, the faster it cuts.
And oh, I like that one. Yeah. I don't know if you guys got to write that one down. The sharper the knife,
the faster it cuts.
The faster it cuts.
So it's very important to really focus on your ICP. And for us, an ICP is typically a startup founder, a startup that has raised some money from VCs. Either it can be pre-seed, seed, series A. So we typically come in that stage. And a startup who is using QuickBooks, then a startup who is using all the modern finance stack can be super helpful. And we also look at how much money you're spending to run your company on a monthly basis. Are you pre-revenue, post-revenue, etc.? Are you an e-commerce customer or a traditional SaaS customer? So there are all these different facets that we look at.
And you talked about QuickBooks as one,
yeah,
I guess one platform, financial platform. Is NetSuite also good for you guys?
I think NetSuite is typically used by companies that are scaling at a much higher level, so like enterprises, or NetSuite is used by companies who have hardware inventories, or they have several locations around the world and they want automatic consolidation of their finances. So those are the companies who typically use NetSuite. You will find that majority of the startups, probably 90% of them, can use QuickBooks and grow with QuickBooks till they become multi-million dollar in revenue. And the great thing about Zenny is that if you use Zenny, because Zenny sits on top of QuickBooks, your need to use NetSuite actually pushes in the future by at least 1 year, if not 2 years. So I think...
Hey, that's a beautiful thing, because we have software companies on NetSuite, not so enterprise scale.
Yeah.
And I think they're too small for NetSuite, and it becomes very difficult for them to manage.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake. Like a lot of finance firms will ask you to start using NetSuite because they are experts at NetSuite, but your business really doesn't need NetSuite. And it's a 10x more expensive product to use, to license, to maintain. The people who work on NetSuite are also paid higher than others. So you end up increasing your expenses for no real reason. So if you aren't growing out of QuickBooks, please don't use NetSuite.
Yeah, I think you made the observation that I would too. It's usually the sources of funding seek you to get onto NetSuite because they're there.
Yeah.
And they're more successful, like they're much bigger companies in their portfolio are using it.
Yeah.
But I think we have to figure out a way to convince those investors that it's not in the best interest of their younger companies,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the AI layer in your service. Like, what are you doing and how long have you been using AI in Zen?
So we have been building AI-powered human-assisted platforms for almost 10 years now. My previous company, Mezi, was also an AI-powered travel-as-a-service platform. And our entire team that built Mezi is now building Zenny. So I would say that we are fortunate enough and probably the only ones in the market who has a proven team of building AI-powered platforms and is doing it the second time. And Mezi was a huge success. We ended up scaling it massively in just 2.5 years. And the way we are using AI is really looking and understanding the human workflows that our accountants, bookkeepers, and CPAs use on a daily basis, and then figuring out where are they spending their max amount of time, and then looking at that layer and replacing it with AI, and then chipping at that problem step by step and keep building AI as we move down the stream. So we started by focusing on top of the funnel where the transactions lie. And at a transaction level, we can use AI with almost close to 88% accuracy now to categorize a transaction, figure out which department it belongs to, which employee was involved in this transaction, who their managers are. So we can actually map out your entire org chart and start matching those transactions to the org chart completely automatically. And then we have a human who oversees everything to make sure AI did its job right. So I think that helps a lot. So building a human-assisted AI platform can really allow you to create an experience that is 100% accurate versus if you just do it with AI, you will always have issues. So I think this combination really allows us to deliver a product that is amazing when it comes to experience and something people can trust and bank.
That sounds like it's a great solution. You mentioned workflows, which I think is a big part, right? Business process is a big part of what happens in the finance office, right?
Yes.
The CFO's office. Where is the low-hanging fruit typically in these organizations? Like, do you start them on their AP? Where do you usually start with them?
We actually start with your accounting and bookkeeping. So we start with the most complex problem. And AP is an add-on on top of bookkeeping, because if your bookkeeping itself is not automated, just automating AP is, you're just fighting a small battle over that. So we start with the ugliest problem. And then we automate your EP, we automate your expense management. We have a product that replaces Expensify. We have a product that replaces Bill.com. You don't really need to spend on those products if you're using Zeny. But the beauty of our products is the same AI layer that powers the automated bookkeeping also powers these products vertically. And when you use our Zeny Bill Pay or Zeny reimbursements, your transactions are reconciled and categorized in real time. And even your P&Ls get updated in real time. So you can imagine the human workforce that is needed to monitor these tools now go away. The time it took to categorize these transactions, make sure Bill.com syncs with QuickBooks, Expensify syncs with QuickBooks goes away. In fact, your P&Ls are updated in real time. You can go to the dashboard. It's super easy. It's very modern as a tool, and people love using it.
So if people want to learn more about your company, what's the website address?
It's zeny.ai.
Zeny.ai. And if they want to reach you, how can they do that?
Yeah, swapnil@zeny.ai. So that's my email. But feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. And hopefully some of you will be on Zeny pretty soon. So looking forward to that.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being here on SaaS Backwards. My name again is Ken Lempit, and I'm on LinkedIn/in/KenLempit. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, you can do so wherever podcasts are distributed. Thanks so much for being on the SaaS Backwards podcast.
Pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the SaaS Backwards podcast, brought to you by Austin Lawrence Group. We're a growth marketing agency that helps SaaS firms reduce churn, accelerate sales, and generate demand. Learn more about us at www.austinlawrence.com. You can email Ken Lempit at kl@austinlawrence.com about any SaaS marketing or customer retention subject. We hope you'll subscribe, and thanks again for listening.